My name is Bob Fry. I live at 39 Van Buren Street in Albany, New York, 12206. Today's date is
the
13th, 9-13-06. We're attending the USSN Wright 13th reunion in Wheeling, West Virginia. I was a motor machinist mate, third class, and I was working with garlic in the kitchen. The story I'm telling is when we pulled into put the ship in mothballs down near Jacksonville, we were warned that the shore patrol didn't like any of the fleet coming in there because of the airports there in the panhandle. So they said if you get out of line, they'll grab you and they'll put you on a farm and you won't get out for weeks, and then they won't notify anybody, and you're over the hill. So we had that in mind, but we decided we were going to be good boys. And so there were about five of us. We went to this little place and we got to know the people there, and they saved us beer whenever we came.
Thank you.
So this one night, the five of us got there.
Take care.
See you next year.
We went there and we had our beer and we started back to the ship. And one fella was a little bit tipsy, so I had his hat in my back pocket, and we were holding him, two of us were holding him up, taking him back. And next thing you know, we missed the bus station. We went by where we get on the bus, and when we went to turn around, the shore patrol was there. And while we were talking to the shore patrol, the 13 buttons came unbuttoned and he started what we didn't want him to do. And all we could think of was, we're going to go on a farm. So we tried to push him into the store, these two shore patrol, but there was five of us, we're actually four, that would do something. But we weren't going to go on a farm. And just as we got in there, about where we went, and we heard somebody say, "Can we help you? Can I help you?" And it was a Marine officer with his wife. And he said, "What seems to be the trouble?" And I said, "Sir," I said, we missed the bus stop. It's right up on the corner. We turned around to take it, and they're going to take us in. Well, he said, "By the looks of it," he said, "I don't think you two are going to take them in." So he says, "Why don't we settle this now?" And he said, "I'll watch it. And I'll watch you go up to that bus stop and get on the bus." And that's what saved us that night. From then on, we watched it. No names of the fellow.
Good story. Thank you.